The Mariners lineup will look a bit different this weekend. The team made some moves Thursday at the trade deadline that netted them two starting outfielders, and the Mariners didn't have to give up too much to get them, as sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, unlike some recent trades, you say the Mariners did well this time around.
Yeah, I think you'd have to say that the Mariner fan base might be a little shocked to know that the Mariners came out ahead. At least it appears so. We obviously never know in any trade until years down the road, but at least from first blush, I think this worked out well. The Mariners acquired two outfielders that are likely to start, and they gave up three minor leaguers, none of whom were going to be factors this year, and probably not in coming years. The first deal came down early Thursday when the Mariners acquired an outfielder from the San Diego Padres, Chris DeNorfia. He's 34 years old. He's only hitting about 240. Not a big star, not anybody who is going to cause anybody great excitement, but they only gave up a couple of minor leaguers for it. Center fielder Abraham Almonte, who had a cup of coffee with the Mariners earlier this year and spilled it. And there was also a right-handed starting pitcher, Stephen Colsheen. So they gave up very little, didn't get much back, but he is a starting outfielder who can hold the fort until Michael Saunders gets his health back and returns. But the big deal came later in the day when the Mariners acquired Austin Jackson. Austin Jackson is a 27-year-old outfielder with a lot of upside, and the Mariners can control his contract through this year and next year before he becomes a free agent. It's not a rental player. He's going to be around. He's going to start and play in center field. He's going to replace, temporarily at least, James Jones, who's been in a terrible slump after his very fast start once he was called up from Tacoma earlier this year. And all they had to give up for him was minor league shortstop Nick Franklin. Some Mariner fans know that he was up here and a lot of people liked his potential, but he really flopped as a major leaguer. He may regain his form. He's going back to Florida as part of this three-team deal. The Mariners were in some pursuit of the Rays' star pitcher David Price, but he went to Detroit in this three-way deal. And the Rays also received from Detroit left-handed pitcher Drew Smyly. But that's their problem, and the Mariners have solved a couple of theirs by getting two starting outfielders without giving up not only any current major leaguers, but they didn't give up any of their prized young pitching, such as Taijuan Walker and James Paxton. That was a really big deal to keep those guys in hand and still get two starting position players.
So they didn't give away the farm this time, and that's good news for Mariner fans. They're remembering and perhaps still smarting over the deal that sent Adam Jones to Baltimore, the team that they're going to be facing this weekend, with a fairly new batting order.
Yes, I think if I can project the batting order here, just so fans can get an understanding how this team will look, I think Jackson will be the new leadoff hitter playing center field. Dustin Ackley, who's rebounded quite a bit in the month of July, will be the left fielder hitting second. Robinson Cano in his usual spot at second base, hitting third. Hitting fourth will be Kendrys Morales, the DH. Hitting fifth, Kyle Seager at third base. DeNorfia will probably play right field and hit sixth. The first baseman will be either Logan Morrison or Corey Hart, whoever isn't terrible at the moment, hitting seventh. Mike Zunino will be hitting eighth. And then the shortstop tandem of Chris Taylor and Brad Miller will be hitting ninth. That's a much improved lineup, I think, over earlier this year. The Mariners are 50-19 when they score more than three runs. So if these guys can deliver a little bit on their basic major league averages, things are looking up.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.